This is episode 2560 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day four of our series we're exploring this week. This week, the theme is good habits. You've been following along with a seven-step formula to help you create a habit for success. Now, you might be focusing on several habits this week or one habit that will make a big difference in your life. And in each episode this week, you are exploring steps to help you achieve that habit. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you do a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. And mudras are similar to yoga or acupressure. You don't have to do the mudra. If you're not really sure what a mudra is, no worries. I like to offer a different technique in each episode to spice up your meditation ritual, keeping it dynamic. Meditation is in no way passive. You are engaged. You are focused. It's very dynamic. Many people think that when they sit down to meditate, that something should just happen. Suddenly they should begin to feel peace. Well, meditation doesn't work quite like that, even for long-time meditators. There's usually a transition time where you sit down to meditate and you begin to detach from whatever was going on before you sat down to meditate to a state of peace. So there's a transition process, and meditation techniques work beautifully to help you get to that peaceful state more quickly. So if you are interested in doing the mudra, you can find it on my Sip and Om Instagram account. And I always share a story and a post of that mudra, a little video of me doing the mudra. Mudras are very simple to do, and you may find that you intuitively do a mudra. The mudra for today is very simple. It is called the Inner Stillness Mudra. To do it, if you want to try it right now as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, sitting up straight as always, helping to keep you focused, closing your eyes and gently elevating them upward, you may feel a natural shift in your consciousness and feel as though you're being consciously uplifted. So with this mudra, place both of your hands on your lap or at your sides with your palms upward. Now with each hand, touch your thumb to your middle finger. And then fold your little fingers and your ring fingers into your palm. So those are curled into your palm, your little finger and your ring finger. And then extend your index finger outward. That's it. This is considered to give you a deep sense of inner stillness, this 5,000-year-old meditation technique, a little ancient technique for your modern life. Begin to notice your breath, each inhale and each exhale through your nose. Mentally affirm with your full focus and concentration this week's affirmation. I embrace the day. I embrace the day. Visualize the habit you're wanting to cultivate this week. The third step you explored yesterday was to start to weave this habit into your life. Think about it often. Talk about it. Share with others this habit you're creating. Today, visualize yourself as already having achieved this habit. This is the fourth step of this formula to create powerful habits. Feel within your body what it feels like to already be fully living out this habit in your life. Visualize what that might feel like. How would you stand? What would the expression on your face be when you wake up in the morning? What would be thoughts you would think on a regular basis with this habit as part of your life, as part of your inner truth? You become your habits. How might you feel differently about yourself with this habit? How might others perceive you and treat you differently with this habit ingrained in your life? Every thought you think, every act you do makes an impact. What kind of impact would this habit make on your life and others? Allow yourself to sit in the inner stillness you are creating as you bring to life this habit within you. You are so worth slowing down for.